While most of us were sleeping last night, a Flagstaff man was out to break a record. Harlan Tanney wants to make the fastest trip through the Grand Canyon on the Colorado River, and he hopes to do the 270-mile journey in less than 24 hours. We caught up with Tanney yesterday when he was driving up to Lee's Ferry. Hi there, Harlan. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
Well, we're doing well. I think I might not be quite as chilly as you're going to be on the river. So are you excited or are you nervous about this attempt?
Yeah, definitely very excited, and I think any apprehensions or nervousness is probably going to hopefully go away once I'm in my boat just floating downstream.
Why are you launching at midnight?
It's going to be kind of the right time to launch for several reasons, one of which is the point in which the flood is going to be actually moving through the canyon, so I can be timed to peak just right. And then the second reason is I'm hoping that's going to put me in some of the bigger, larger rapids during the daylight and hopefully be able to run all of those in the daylight, or the majority of them at least. And there's going to definitely, I think, be some pretty tricky places above and below that will be in the dark, but I think this way I get the majority of it done in the day.
Do you have any lights or anything that's going to guide you?
Yeah, I've got a headlamp mounted onto my helmet, and hopefully, you know, that's going to kind of serve as a little bit of a reference point when needed. I've done several rounds of night boating before, and sometimes it's better without light, to be honest. But it's always going to be nice to have to reference when you're in a big, wide, swollen river.
What problems at this point are you anticipating, if any?
Kind of inexperience in the boat that I'm taking. I'm a whitewater paddler, and I'm going to be taking a high-performance touring boat. So I'm going to kind of learn the boat pretty quick once I launch. And my only other thought in my head would be, you know, any physical problems that arise, tendonitis, you know, your body not wanting to cooperate.
Now, are you attempting this completely alone, or do you have a little bit of a team assembled to help you out? Are there going to be people nearby in case there's a problem, or, you know, if you need some assistance?
Probably as ideal as you could really get for being in the Grand Canyon, but it is going to be kayaking solo. You know, we've got quite a bit of support team and, you know, local people who have come out and just kind of excitement and support, and some people hiking into some different places, as well as I have some contacts that are going to be on the river themselves downstream doing science work for the flood.
Now, you've obviously kayaked in many different types of water. How familiar are you with the canyon itself right now?
I've seen these flood levels one other time in 2004. I was a river guide running a big motorboat on a science trip. So that's my experience on this level. Other than that, I've got quite a few trips as a river guide through the Grand Canyon over the last, I'd say, 15 years or so.
Okay, now I have to ask you the chick question. How does your wife and family feel about you attempting this?
I think they're all apprehensive, but in the same respect, they've been extremely supportive, and you know, I think they're the energy that's going to kind of get me through there.
Well, good luck to you, Harlan Tanney, and we will look for news of your success. And
sounds great. Thank you very much.
That was Harlan Tanney. He's planning to break the record today for running the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. We spoke with him yesterday as he was driving up to Lee's Ferry to start his trek. I'm Janice Baker.